AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
I didn't do anything wrong. I defended myself.
A new development in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
The defense is going to be making a motion for a mistrial. However, that motion is going to be requested with prejudice.
They say prosecutors posed what appeared to be improper questions of Rittenhouse on the stand. Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people during a violent night of protest in Kenosha last summer.
You have testified to this jury that you used deadly force against Joseph Rosenbaum, Anthony Huber, the man who attempted to kick you in the face, and Gage Grosskreutz on the night of August 25th, correct?
Yes.
Prosecutor Thomas Binger also said,
and you did that because you felt that your life was in danger from those four people, correct?
Yes.
Rittenhouse says what he did was in self-defense. He sobbed at one point during his testimony. He could get life in prison if convicted of the most serious charges against him. In Brunswick, Georgia, a neighbor testified in the trial of three white men in the death last year of Ahmaud Arbery. Matthew Albanese says he saw Arbery enter a home under construction across the street. Later,
a few minutes, I heard gunshots.
How many gunshots did you hear?
Three.
A police investigator testified one of the three, Greg McMichael, told him they had Arbery trapped like a rat before he was shot and killed. A worsening surge of inflation for food, rent, car, and heating oil is setting people up for a financially difficult Thanksgiving and holiday shopping season. Prices for consumers jumped more than 6% in October compared with a year earlier. The U.S. monthly budget deficit fell last month as the government collected more taxes from individuals and corporations thanks to a much improved economy. An eye-opening report on inflation that was hotter than expected slammed into the bond market, sending yields jumping and stocks tumbling. This is AP News. Prince Harry says he warned Twitter CEO about the January Capitol riot in the U.S.
Harry said he sent an email to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey saying that the site was being used to stage political unrest. He made the comment on an online panel on misinformation in California. The Duke of Sussex also said after he sent the email, he didn't hear from Dorsey again. Social media has been under fire recently for allowing misinformation to spread, leading to outcomes such as the storming of the U.S. Capitol in January of this year. Karen Chamas, London.
Vice President Kamala Harris is honoring America's wartime alliances with France and meeting President Emmanuel Macron as she tries to smooth French feathers ruffled in a diplomatic drama. Harris paid her respects to Americans who died in the two world wars and are buried in a cemetery overlooking the Paris skyline. Among the more than 1,500 graves was that of Inez Crittenden, a World War I switchboard operator from Harris's hometown, Oakland, California. Ed Donahue, AP News.